Chris Hanks of the Maverick baseball team. Chris, appreciate the time as always.
Glad to be here, Jim.
Ball clubs roll a little bit right now. I know the pitching is still something that's a bit of a work in progress, but for your ball club, you had Colorado Christian coming in, and your win streak's now at 11 straight games with the sweep of Colorado Christian. And I know that when we talked last week, that despite their record, just a couple of wins on the season, that you still felt like Mace always has a bullseye on your chest. You know that, and so no matter what their record is, you expected a competitive series, and at times you guys had to come back in a couple of those ball games to beat Colorado Christian this last weekend.
Yeah, you know, I think that their ball club is much better than their record shows. I had several people tell me that, too, that watched the ball games. Is they were surprised. You know, they got a pretty good little club, and I said, I told you that going in, and they've lost some close ones. They just don't quite know how to win that group, but I think they're going to knock some people off here down the stretch.
Mentioned your win streak's now 11 games. You completed the four-game sweep of Colorado Christian. What do you feel like you learned from your ball club? I think every weekend you probably learn something different about your baseball team. What do you feel like you learned about your Mavs this weekend?
Well, they still continue to show great resiliency from the offensive side. And when we do get down, they've been answering. What we have to get solved is, we're still working on getting the right combinations of pitching. I've felt since the beginning that pitching could be a strength of this team. It hasn't shown up that way yet. I think some guys are still underachieving a little bit, not playing their best, and perhaps we're not putting them in the right spots either. So we're still working through that, and we'll make a few little changes this weekend.
I know that Liam Hohenstein had a great year last year. It's been a bit of a difficult start for him. What do you feel like you saw from him and Jeff Rogers this last weekend?
Well, we moved him back to the bullpen this week. He only threw one inning, but he looked exceptional in that inning. That one inning felt a little more like his performance last year. I think going into this year, he's probably put too much pressure on himself. He's wanted to be better than last year, although last year is going to be hard for him to beat any time in his career because his numbers were amazing. And I think he just needs to get back to pitching, not trying to do too much. I think he's pressing. And he's certainly catching too much of the heart of the plate on too many pitches.
How did he take going to the bullpen for the time being? Because that's always, that's a measure of a guy where he is mentally. Is he willing to take that perceived emotion, use that as fuel to get back on the bump as a starter? Obviously, he pitched well, so seems like from that standpoint, responded to that change pretty good this last weekend.
Yeah, he responded just fine. I think that, when I told him, I sensed some level of, I don't want to say relief, but relief of pressure. And I think it's always effective with pitchers or sometimes position guys, changing their viewpoint, changing their perspective, changing their role gives them, they look through another set of eyes, it relieves some pressure, maybe they're feeling some pressing. And so we'll get it back in the rotation this weekend.
It's Mav Day at Colorado Craft Coffee and Beer House. We're located right across from Houston Hall on the Mesa campus, 1144 North 12th Street in Glenwood. And we'll be out here for the next hour and swing by, grab a cup of coffee today. Don't forget, they do have beer bingo tonight at 6:30 here at Colorado Craft Coffee and Beer House. Chris Hanks, Maverick baseball coach, coach of the 23rd-ranked Maverick baseball team with us today. Talking about a guy that had a good weekend, Ethan Voss, coming out of the bullpen, got the win for you this past week in the relief role, just gave up one run and five hits, walked a couple, struck out nine. So Ethan Voss, a really good performance for you, Chris, this last weekend.
Yeah, Ethan's a kid we expect a lot of great things out of, and I think that at some point we may see him in the rotation. We considered it this week, but he's been so good out of the bullpen. A little bit of an anchor there. If things aren't going well with a starter, he can come in and kind of gives you a second starter to back a guy up. So we're real pleased with his performance.
Talk a lot about pitching. Flip it over to the offensive side. Christo Stefanos had a really good weekend. He had a couple of home runs. Kyle Miller hit a couple of home runs this weekend as well, particularly in that 20-7 seven-inning mercy rule game that Victory had over Colorado Christian. Both those guys hot bats this last weekend for the Mavericks.
Yeah, Christos, he's dangerous. He's as dangerous as a kid there is in the conference. And, he started off the season a little bit slow. We didn't even travel him to Florida on the first trip. You know, he hadn't looked real great in the early season, his rhythm and timing, but he's starting to catch fire now.
Also, this last weekend, you're just looking at some of the other guys that had good offensive weekends. Like we've talked about, Rob Sherrar hit a two-run home run. Rob is back to being the Rob Sherrar that we knew from last year, and this last weekend just kind of backed up what he did the weekend before against Colorado School of Mines.
Well, he's another example like Liam. You know, early in the year, he was really pressing, trying to do everything, be the everything for us, and he finally released that and has just gotten back to playing and being who he is, because who he is pretty good in terms of a hitter and a player.
When you've talked with Rob, and I think we probably brought this up before in our conversations, Chris, when you have a Liam or you have a Rob Sherrar, I mean, it's getting those guys back to be where they're comfortable. Right. And with Rob, what was the approach to try to get him back to being comfortable?
Well, we just tried, he was over swinging and just pressing and trying so hard. So we tried to, we did a lot of what we call tension-free swings, easy swings in drill work. Getting him try to relax, release the tension, and just fall in love with the base hit and understand that, he can't win it all for us. And all he has to be is who he is and be a competitor, being tough at the plate, and that's really it.
Couple of series now into conference play. I mean, pitching, like we talked about, is still an area that starting pitching, still trying to sort that out a little bit. Maybe another area or two where you feel like you're still trying to get some answers in terms of maybe infield play, outfield. What are some of those questions you still have about your ball club now a couple of series into conference play?
Well, I think the biggest question would be shortstop. We've played it. I've never, in my career, we've never played so many shortstops, and we have some options. I think right now the front runner may be Kyle Miller. He's, been a two-way guy for us. We might see him doing a little more positional play and move him to the bullpen and reduce the innings. But, we have a very talented young man, Josh Romans, who's been who started the year as our starter. He's only got 9 or 10.
JUCO kid, correct?
Yeah, from the Texas team.
From Weatherford.
Weatherford, yep. And, but he's just been – he's had difficulty with injuries. So we get him healthy, he gets in for a game, he gets hurt again, and – he's recently been out for 2 weeks. He got back briefly this weekend. He's full go now. But we have T.J. Ream, who started a game this weekend. We started Ethan Ezor. We lost him for the year with a ruptured Achilles tendon last week. And so we played several different guys. Joey Blank.
So it's somebody eventually is going to rise to the top, stay healthy, solidify that spot for your baseball team.
Yeah, but I also think it might be a year where we play a couple of shortstops down the stretch. I mean, I think Kyle will probably be one of those, but we'll also need him maybe to pitch some innings in a short bullpen role. So, I think the top candidates right now are T.J. Ream and probably Joey Blank and then Kyle Miller.
You kind of spoiled the last several years. Hamilton, Rogers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of been, you've had a luxury of really talented guys at that position, guys that also stayed healthy and were very productive.
We've had a lot of All-Americans at the shortstop position. You go back to Willie Hinojosa and Matt Bodenchuk and Nate Robertson. I mean, we could go on. We've had some really good ones, and that's one position over the years we've never really rotated. We've always had a guy that took it and ran and was the dude, and so this is something new for me.
Yeah, so even as long as you've been doing this, there's always a little curveball that the season throws at you.
There always is. It's amazing, man. You think you've seen it all, and you always there's something new.
We talked early in the season about trying to figure out infield and get that defense better. How crucial is that shortstop guy, kind of the captain of the infield a little bit, getting everybody in the right spot, with the way you want to approach a specific hitter? How much of that is due to the fact that you've been playing 4 or 5 guys kind of up the middle at times?
Yeah, it's the shortstop position, obviously. The middle infield is crucial. That's where most of the balls are hit, in the infield. And so you need a good glove guy, a guy that doesn't make very many mistakes. And if you can get a guy that hits, that's a plus. Which we've usually had at that position. So, we're still sorting it out, but I think we're headed in the right direction.
We're at Colorado Craft Coffee and Beer House, 1144 North 12th Street in Glenwood. across from the CMU campus. It is Mav Day today, so swing by, get a cup of coffee, and say hi to Chris Hanks, and talk a little Maverick baseball down here at Cuddleberta Craft Coffee and Beer House. And so, Chris, it's Regis up next. You head over there this weekend, and for Regis right now, they're 15-10 and 1 overall, 6-2 in RMAC play, coming off the 3-1 series win over Metro State. So Regis playing some pretty good baseball right now.
Yeah, Regis has a really good club. You know, they have very good pitching. They've played a very tough schedule. They split with Augustana, who's ranked real high. They went out to California, and I think they won a series against Westmont. They've split with Lubbock Christian down in Texas 2 weeks ago. So, you know, we know we have a target on our back. They have nothing to lose. They have a good club, and we're going to have to play our best this weekend.
When you do your scouting, your evaluation of them from an offensive standpoint, a couple of names that pop up that your pitching staff's going to have to put the cuffs on, who would that be?
Well, they have a really good two-hole hitter, Levi Padilla. He's their center fielder. He's a left-handed hitter. You know, he's been around for a few years. He's very difficult to get out. They have a new leadoff guy by the last name of Khan who really runs, gets on base, bunts. They have a second baseman named Rice. They have five left-handed hitters in their lineup. So that'll be something that we haven't seen this year, that volume of left-handed hitters. So positionally, they're offensive from the standpoint. They run the bases well. They play a lot of small ball. Their team average is good. They generally haven't been, this year anyway, you know, the power numbers aren't anything over the top, although it does exist. They have a four-hole hitter. I'm forgetting his name. It's a strange name. He's one of the leaders in the conference in home runs. But overall, they're just a solid offensive team.
And then from a pitching standpoint, Ethan Sloan came out of the bullpen for them through an inning and a third of relief, got his second win of the season. So it looks like they got a bullpen guy that's a fairly reliable guy in Ethan Sloan.
Yeah, he has 32 strikeouts and I think 15 innings pitched. So we know him. He's been there last couple of years. He's tough, left-handed pitcher. They have three really good starting pitchers that are new to their program. So, you know, we're going to have to be offensive. We're going to have to play good defense, and we're going to have to get a little better pitching than we've been getting.
CMU baseball coach Chris Hanks with us today. We're at Cuddleberta Craft Coffee and Beer House for Mav Day, 1144 North 12th Street, and Glenwood across from CMU. Swing by and grab a cup of coffee today and join us out here for Mav Day today. When you just look around the conference right now, Chris, just give me your takeaway of maybe some teams that have surprised you with how they're playing right now, good and bad, in the conference.
Well, you know, Adams State had a nice year recruiting, and they have a group of kids that have become seniors, have been there for several years. I think they're sitting in third place right now with a winning record in conference. They're dangerous. You know, Colorado Mines, we already played them, and we were fortunate to get out of that with a sweep. They took 3 out of 4 from CSU Pueblo this weekend at home. I think Mines, of the teams we've seen so far in conference, Mines is the best team. I think the next one here this weekend, Regis, will be Mines and Regis. I think are going to be two of the best. Then we got Pueblo coming in, and they've had a nice year to this point. They're much better. And then we have Chico State coming in. Of course, they're not in conference. But
team, you got some history with previously being
we do.
Out in the West in the past.
Yeah, we have a lot of history with Chico. You know, forever they were the team that kept us from getting to the World Series, and then we finally busted through. But we have them come to our place. You know, UCCS has a poor record right now. But, it appears as though they've started to figure things out here. They've gotten some guys back that were injured. We got them coming up. So we have a tough
got some local guys like Renner Mancuso from Palisade that's on that team.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a good conference this year. It's balanced, and as we compare it to the Lone Star that we compete against, they're down there beating each other up, and it's going to be an interesting finish.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Maverick baseball team, with us today on Mav Day here at Cuddleberta Craft Coffee and Beer House, 1144 North 12th Street, and Glenwood across from Houston Hall. So moving forward, games will be all over at Bergman once again, but you are going to play at Saplesio. Can you give us some a little advanced information about that, because I know it's going to have a special game over at Saplesio later on the season.
Yeah, the end of April. I don't know the date off the top of my head. In Mexico Highlands on a Friday night, we're going to have a fireworks night. Our annual fireworks night will be there, and so we'll play one game over there, but the rest will be over at the Diamond at the Bergman Sports Complex.
Now, you played at the Diamond for a couple of seasons now. How's it playing? How's it holding up? What has that been like? Because, I mean, you guys are very involved. Your team is very involved in maintaining that field. See, after every game, your guys are out there working on that field. How's that worked? How's it held up? What does that look like in terms of now you have a little bit of playing time, a lot of innings on that field to get an idea and evaluation of how it's worked out in terms of how that surface is playing?
Well, we have an amazing field. We're very happy with it. It was built top-notch. The surface just plays wonderful. It's, I think, the second-best field in the state of Colorado next to Coors Field. That's my opinion. And I'll stick to that because it really plays smooth. And, you know, as you mentioned, though, it's created a lot of work for us. We went from, you know, leasing the stadium over at Saplesio, which we loved. You know, we just show up and play, and when the game's over, we leave. But at our place, man, we're working that all week long. We're working it before games to get it ready, after games to get it ready. We mow it, rake it, fertilize it, aerate it.
I got to ask you, how is the work distributed? How does it work in terms of who does what when you guys are working on the field after the game?
Well, Coach Vig kind of is in charge of signing the players the job, so all the players know what their area of responsibility is. We have guys taking care of the warning track, the mound, the plate, the baselines. We have guys that are in charge of cleaning up the dugouts after each game. And before the game as well, the guys that line it, do various duties to get the field ready. And we've got it down now where, you know, it's we got a system and we can do it fairly quickly with that many people. The hard part... The hardest part for me is in the summertime when everybody's gone. You know, I do a lot of the mowing, a lot of the edging.
All of a sudden it falls onto your lap.
Yeah, it does. My wife always says, why can't our yard look as nice as the baseball field? And I said, well, honey, as soon as we have enough room to put a diamond in the backyard, it'll look that nice.
Say, that's the money. Yeah. Mickey, that's the money maker over there. That's the not my front yard. Our front yard, it's the ballpark that's the money maker.
Does Coach Vig have a sense of humor? The guys that dig in really hard, does he make them flatten out the home plate area?
Oh yeah, Coach Vig's a pile driver on those jobs. He's out there barking orders before and after the game. It's beautiful.
We talked about the fireworks night. I also saw next weekend when you have CSU Pueblo come in, it's Sergio Romo weekend. Can you give us some info on that?
Absolutely. And we got to get some publicity out there about that. We're bringing Sergio Romo back to retire his jersey. He and his family are coming out. They'll be here the Friday night game and the Saturday game one of the doubleheader against CSU Pueblo. He'll throw out the first pitch. We'll give him his
record. No eligibility left, right? It's all gone?
It's gone.
Okay.
It's,
I can't thought. I mean, I just thought I would throw it out there.
I'd like to roll him out there Friday night. I'd go to Vegas and get on that one. You know, even though you can't
well,
do
the
that.
Well, the Giants let him throw that spring training game when he retired.
Yeah.
Why can't NCAA just one inning? Let him have one inning.
Yeah, an exhibition inning.
Exactly.
Yeah,
come on.
And so he's going to come throughout the pitch. We're going to recognize him, and then we'll have some autograph signing times for fans Friday, but for sure Saturday before we play. There will be about a two-hour window, an hour before the game and an hour into the game, where people can come and have Sergio give him an autograph, and they can meet him.
That'd be fantastic. One of the all-time Maverick greats.
Oh, yeah.
World Series champion.
Three times.
Roma. Yeah, three times.
Yeah, he did all right for himself.
Yeah, he had a nice little career. He was a good little ball player.
Scratched out some wins there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was okay. Turned out okay.
Yeah.
Greatest Mav of all time?
Well, I think, there's a lot of great players. I mean, if you just look at where his career went and what he achieved in Major League Baseball, you'd have to say yes. You know, he was...
Our Mac Player of the Century.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, his numbers pitching in our conference have never been matched, really anything close to it. And to consider the numbers he put up in a conference that plays at altitude, those are some special numbers, and I'm not sure they'll ever be matched.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, the Matt Bodenchucks, guys like that, you know, Hayden McGarry not that long ago, and Going back to Randy Reddy.
Yeah, Randy, who lives here locally.
Yeah.
You got to get Randy out to the ballpark.
And, yeah, come on, Randy.
Yeah, we'll do something for Randy here coming up in the future years. There's been a lot of them. You hate to leave anybody out.
Sure. So many great players over the years, going all the way back to the JUCO days, playing over at then Lincoln Park and the Junior College World Series back in the 60s into the early 70s. Chris Hanks with us, Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball coach. And we talked with Mike DeGeorge earlier today. You know Mike, one of your colleagues.
Yep.
And Mike's going to go to Cal Poly to coach basketball. I guess just your reaction to that, Chris.
Well, we're losing a great coach. I really enjoy watching how he coaches. He's obviously done a super job. It's a big loss for us. Those will be big shoes to fill. He's done a wonderful job, and I wish him all the success in the world, and it'll give us a reason to follow Cal Poly and the sport of basketball. I know they're coming off like a 4-28 season or something.
20-game losing streak to end the season.
That's tough. And Mike will get that turned around. He's a very good coach, and that's a good jump for him and his family, and I know that's a beautiful place to live, too. Understand.
And I like asking coaches this question, especially at CMU, about the other sports, because some coaches aren't they're focused on their own sport. Other coaches are more of the school itself. How much does the men's and women's basketball teams being good, football team being on the come up, the softball team being relevant conference wide help you guys with, look, it's not just the baseball team, this is a culture of winning on campus, and whatever recruit you're after can add to that. How much does that help you?
Well, it helps us a bunch. I'll tell you the other thing is it helps us, and I'm a firm believer in this, and I've said this many times. I mean, I think we should have the best biology department, best business school, best nursing program. I think we ought to strive to be the best at everything, and the people involved with the leadership in those programs on campus have great pride, and our coaches have great pride, and we want to be the model institution nationwide. And I mean, it makes us very proud when we have recruits that are, say, a business, and we get to tell them we're one of the best business schools around. And we have had a guy go into nursing, and we got a great program there. So I think that I like excellence. I like high performers, top performers, people who take pride in what they do. And the more people on campus we can have that approach, it just strengthens the whole institution.